that Gentiles have an olam haba, which is, you may be the dust on the feet, but it is there that they receive.
Okay, again, this is not the time for this discussion. It's, take a look at Medrash Rabbah.
Getting burnt and stuff like that, so it's machlokes.
No, it's not a machlokes tanaim. We're not going to get into that now. It's on the pasuk v'yosef hurid mitzrayma.
A little bit after that.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Rid of it after the yitzvah of word mitzrayma. Right. It's right there.
You just told me that story about the seminary
girl. Yeah. True story.
True story.
Right. By the way, that seminary girl became a teacher, and she always tells her students, never stop asking your questions. I did that with Rabbi Margaret, and I finally got my answer. Okay. We are up to the Gemara on Chesem and Beis. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, because Rabbi Zera told Rabbi Dus, between you and your father, I'm going to be matur sap. And because you said that the Mishnah that said sap is us, is Rabbi Eliezer, and your father said we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, why is that true? Let's start again from Amalei Rabbi Yirmi, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the 11th line from the top, 8b. So I assume it's 8b1. Amalei Rabbi Yirmi l'Rav Zera. The atle tzisbara d'man tani katsa peri Rabbi Eliezer. You needed Rabbi Dus to tell you that that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer. But not Rabbi Eliezer, I mer. Hamamid b'sraf ar la'aser. The Mishnah says clearly, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says, if you use sap of arla to make things curdle, it's aser. Because a maimid is never butthole. Things that make things curdle, even though you might not feel the taste, but they had an impact and changed the structure of the item, and therefore it never is butthole, rabbinically. And for the Gemara, no, that's not a proof that the Mishnah that said sap or shmita is usher is going like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? That's if it's a sap of the wood. I will be cut for the peri, but the sap of a fruit, and I'm not sure what sap of a fruit means. I think it means the juice. That's what I think it is. And therefore, Maidolai. So, Nitnan, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says it. Shamati beferish. I heard explicitly. Shamamid besrafa alim, besrafa ikrin. The sap of the leaves, the sap of the roots. Besrafa pagim mutter. Besrafa pagim, in the sap of the little figs. I think pag is a little fig. Usher. But may supri. So therefore, without Rabbi Dus, I would not have said that that is talking about Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Tyson says to Kasha, so why did Rabbi Dus say it's going like Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, Rabbi Dus told you it's going like Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe it isn't. How does he know it's going like Rabbi Eliezer? That's Tyson's Kasha. Right. So, that's Tyson's Kasha. So he said, because he wants, right, so Tyson answers that Tyson's answers, I just don't want to say the wrong answer, that he holds that everybody, that Rabbanan argue even on the sap of fruit. And when Rabbi Shua said Shemati, just says, I heard that opinion, but I don't agree to it. So therefore, he's telling you it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, because he disagrees that the Rabbanan agree by sap of fruit. That's how Tysus learns. So therefore, comes along Rabbi Zera, and he says, okay, you'd say this is only Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbanan don't hold any sap as usher? Okay, so if you say that, I don't have to hold sap as usher because we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, again, I'm not sure what sap of fruit is. Is that fruit juice? I'm not sure. Does Rabbeinu Artscroll say anything? I don't know. I don't know. Rashi. What? Doesn't say anything. Rashi. Katfa de Gavza. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the narrow lines. Mishraf the sap hanait of mina eitz that comes from the tree. The case of Al-Mahab is considered like tree. It's not considered a food. Avuktaf ha-mishraf ha-pagim, but the sap that comes from the small figs, umaydu bu rabbanon. La rabbanon de pligi alei Rabbi Eliezer, mishari lanas, non zvaitim. When did the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Eliezer in a fruit-producing tree? But a non-fruit-producing tree, they agree that the sap is its fruit, the tan. There's no shemitah on sap. Coming by mem yeskin sap shvuyas, neisha kitvay zeperyay, because the sap is the fruit. Man chachamim, who are these chachamim that say there is shvuyas? La rabbanu de pligya leider Rabbi Eliezer. It's rabbanu who argue Rabbi Eliezer. So you're right. Rabbi Eliezer says all sap is fruit, and rabbanu say only in a tree non-tree producing fruit. So therefore, when it said sap of shvuyas, that is going by Rabbi Eliezer, it was talking in a tree that produces fruit. Rashi, a live rabbanu pligya leider Rabbi Eliezer b'shari lonus l'chazinu de b'ktav svirulu l'kavasei. Ktaf is the name of a tree. It's the name of a tree. It's a caperberry tree, I think. It's a ktaf tree. Atzari ein elus atzari ein esaraf hanaitev mi'atze haktaf. So ktaf is a tree, name of a tree, and that's it's not caperberry because it's a non-producing fruit tree, non-producing fruit. I don't know what it is. By the way, I went to Rabbi Gerson, who is medakdek, and I asked him, "What do you do with a chat of kametz?" Which atzari has it. So he said, a chat of kumet is pronounced like a kumet, but quickly. Instead of concentrating on the tzah, you say atari. You go quickly through the kumets. That's the difference between a chat of patach and a chat of not regular patach, is how much stress you put on the patach. And with a chat of, you go a little faster. But it's pronounced with a kumet, not as a shva. That's what he told me. I asked him yesterday. Here is the test, Rabbi Klein.
What stuff he said was balsam.
Balsam?
Balsam.
Thank you very much. Okay. Don't think of my writer. Amalei Husaba. An old person said, Haki Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Now usually, Saba is Eliyahu HaNavi, but I don't think in this context it means Eliyahu HaNavi, because it's a discussion amongst Amaroyim. Again, it might be, but I don't think so. Haki Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Man Chachamim Rabbi Yezid HaMekit V'Zer Periyai. No raya. Your whole raya that the rabbanon agree by a non-producing fruit tree, was because it said chachamim. Maybe that's Rabbi Eliezer. Frank the Gemara Rabbi Eliezer, my you yin l'shei naisapri. Why does it say over there kitvay zel period, which is mashma doesn't produce any other fruit? I feel yin l'naisapri kitvay zel period. Meaning, if you're going like Rabbi Eliezer, why did he say because it does? This is its fruit. Mashma, there's no other fruit. According to the answer, all sap is fruit. That's the Gemara, you're right. The Devarim Drabbanan Kamalu. He's telling Drabbanan, meaning, it could be that Drabbanan don't agree by non-producing trees that don't produce fruit. There's a Chachamim that seems to differentiate between producing fruit and non-producing fruit trees. The answer is that Rabbi Eliezer talking. I don't differentiate, I think they're all fruit. And you fellas seem to think none of it's fruit, which I don't understand. You want to argue with me? Argue with me on a tree producing that produces fruit. But why are you arguing with me and a tree that doesn't produce anything else but that? So therefore, nobody is machalic, according to the Gemara's answer. The second answer that says that Rabbanan agree by a tree that doesn't produce fruit, that's what we said. The Gemara comes back and says it might not be true. There might not be such an opinion. And even though the Brice and the Chachamim seem to say it, the Chachamim are only telling, the Rabbi Eliezer is only telling the Chachamim. Listen, I hold there's no difference. You hold there's no difference. What I can't understand is why, according to you, at least be Maida, that sometimes it's the fruit. That's what he's saying. The Jabai Rabbi Glididi, actually, Illinois to Paris, not me, Katrin Zemberga. I think always the sap is the fruit. The Ditku, Idoli, me as Mila Shainai to Paris, Katrin Zemberga. At least agreed to me by other trees. Rabbanan Amri, Leichna. So therefore, again, reviewing what we have here. Rabbi Eliezer said that there's sap has shemitah. Right? Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira said, based on what you told me, I will now paskin that sap has no shemitah. Because your father said we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and you identified that Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, why did I need him to, or us to identify it, the fact that that sap is us, it is referring to Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says sap of arba trees are adasa. So we see Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said sap of arba is us. So the Gemara answered, because there's a difference between which sap, sap of the wood, sap of the tree. And therefore, we wouldn't have known that it's like Rabbi Eliezer. We might have thought it's the sap of the tree. Therefore, if thus, if identified as like Rabbi Eliezer, therefore I can say sap is wood. We spoke out the Tysus, which I think is essential to understanding the Gemara. So how did thus know it's Rabbi Eliezer? The answer is he didn't agree that the Rabbanon agreed by sap of fruit. So therefore, he's the one that told Rabbi Zera, no, don't worry about the Rabbanon. There's no such Rabbanon. That was the first answer. The second answer we gave was that Rabbanon only agree by trees that don't produce fruit. But by trees that produce fruit, then Rabbanon don't agree. By trees that don't produce fruit, they agree. They argue only by trees that produce fruit. But trees that don't produce fruit, they agree sap is the fruit. And we wanted to prove it because it said Chachamim who differentiate. And the Gemara comes back and says that's not a proof because this might be Rabbi Eliezer told the Chachamim that they should differentiate. But the bottom line is there's no Shita that differentiates. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Das identified it as Rabbi Eliezer, either because Rabbi Das is telling me that Rabbanon don't agree that any sap is fruit. That's what it is. Therefore, Rabbi Zera can say, now that you identified that, I can paskin all sap is mutter. And that which it says that they agree by sap of fruit, Rabbi Das doesn't paskin that way. That's how Tysus explains it. I don't see any other way to understand this Gemara, so we'll stick to that shot. That's the Gemara right. Ezi B'sula, Koshel Erasada. One of the four ladies that I'm a select is of him, is a psula. What a girl. What's a girl here? What's psula mean? Literally means virgin. It means a girl that never had a period. Tana Rabbana. Nisus. The girl got married. Virasadam Machmas Nisuan. And she had Dam Psulim. Now, Dam Psulim is a hymen. That's her virginity as far as relationship is concerned. Yolda. She got pregnant. She never had a period yet. Very unlikely, but this is what happens because the Gemara says in Subas that a woman that has more periods, and the Gemara is going to bring it down later, it's healthier for a woman to have children if she has periods. But this lady got pregnant without having a period. But Rasa da machmas later, and then during birth she saw dam. Adai ani kar lepsula. She still never had a period, and if she sees dam 6 months later after her birth. But stop. This lady is not an Ida. It's not diet. It's not an Ida 24 hours earlier. I mean, she's an Ida, but she doesn't go 24 hours because she never had a period before. She saw twice Dam, once by marriage and once by birth. Those are not Dam Nida. Those are a different source of the blood. That is the Braita. Shai Besula Shamru. Besula is Damim. The word Besula in our Mishnah does not mean Veloy Besula is Besula. We don't mean virgin in the virginity that we normally refer to virginity of not having a relationship. We mean a virgin of seeing period. Frank de Gemara, Aini, I can prove to you not that way. The word besula does not mean never having a period. Why? Because Rav Kahana told us, Tana, we learned in a Braita, Gimu besula say, the word besula refers to three types of things. We use besula, again, literally translated as virgin, in three kinds of cases. Besula is Adam, a virgin from a man, never having had a relationship. She's called a besula. Besula is karka, ground that was never dug up, never planted, never dug up. It's called virgin ground. And besula is shikma. And in a sycamore tree, there's two stages. The first time it grows, then they cut it down and it grows much more. One is called a besula hashikma, and one is called a sadn hashikma. So therefore, those are the three that are called besula. And no one else, this is the kasha, is referred to as a besula. Now the way we translated our Mishnah, not true. We said in our Mishnah that a girl can be married and not be a besula anymore and still be a besula zamim. So there's a fourth type of psula. There are four psulas. That term is used four different ways. Psulas adam, it's called mashma nifka, nidala. Right? Nafkamina, what difference does it make if she is a psula or not? The Kohen Gadol. Whether a Kohen Gadol can marry her. If she's never had a relationship with a man, Kohen Gadol can marry her. If she did, Kohen Gadol can't marry her. Inami l'ksubasa, l'sayim. A ksuba of a psula that the husband promises her at the wedding is 200 zuz, and if she had a relationship, it's 100 zuz. Right? That's why we call, that's the term psula. The halachic ramifications of a psula are two. Psula can marry a Kohen Gadol, one who's not a psula cannot. We haven't finished the question yet, meaning we're still driving at the question. And a psula gets 200, and a non-psula gets out there.
Minor point. I mean, I know there are three rough kahunas. However,
it's a braisa, tana. He's quoting a braisa.
The problem is, I mean, Rabbi Danziger translates it different. Rabbi Rav Kahana said in a braisa, and the Rav Kahanas are usually cited as Amoraim.
Well, that's why I don't accept that Rabbi Danziger's I beg to differ with Rabbi Danziger.
One of the three Rav Kahanas?
I don't know the title. Then I don't know means nothing. I don't remember Tana Rav Kahana.
Neither do I. That's what's bothering me.
Again,
and I think that's what translated the way he did. He's quoting a Bryson. Yeah, Rav Kahana is quoting a Bryson.
Right.
Exactly.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. But you said that Rav Kahana said in a Bryson.
No, I did not. Oh, I said Rav Kahana said a Bryson. No, I would never say Rav Kahana said in a Bryson. No.
Okay, then I misunderstood.
I thought you were telling me Rabbi Danziger he said in a Bryson. No, Rav Kahana did not say Bryson. He quoted Bryson.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I
missed. Okay, right. I'm sorry. It's never had a relationship with a man.
Okay. Did I misunderstand you also saying on the phone that you can have the Sula without Zom?
Again. The Mishnah said Basula. That was one of the four ladies that when she sees a period, does not have to go retroactive 24 hours. What does psula mean? The Bryce explains, a woman that never had a period. She's married, she had a child, and she never had a period yet. She's still a psula. That means we refer to a woman that didn't have a period with the name psula. That's what we call her. She's a psula. Rav Kahana brought a Bryce. There are three things referred to as psula. Either a woman that never had a relationship, or a ground that was never dug up, or a sycamore that was never cut down. Nobody else is referred to as a psula. Well, our Mishnah did. Our Mishnah referred to a fourth psula, a girl that never had a period. That's the Gemara's question. Psula's karka, what does that mean? We're translating the Braisa. Kol zman shlo nevda. It never worked. Nafkamina l'nachal eson. It says by Egla Rufa, you have to take the calf to a valley that was never worked on. I think Esa means hard. Whatever, it does make a difference. I mean, it does.
Rock hard.
What?
Rock hard.
And it was actually of it, but never worked. Right? So we have to know it's psula that was never worked on. Inami, another difference. Lemeko Humemker. When you sell somebody something, if you tell them it was never dug up, it's worth more. Because that means the nutrition was never used. They had never used the ground. They had never drawn nutrition out of the ground yet. Therefore, buyers will want to spend more because it's a land that they'll produce more b'derech hateva under normal circumstances. Psula shikma. What is a psula shikma? A virgin sycamore tree. That is kozman shloi niktasa. It was never cut back. Ina, what difference does it make? Again, we're looking for differences in why we're calling it psula. What are we trying to teach people by saying, this is a psula? What halachic difference is it? Why do I care if the girl is a psula or not? Now, you can tell me morals and ethics, fine. But what halachic nafkamina is there? So we found two. Kaikadu, psula. What difference does it make in halacha if the ground was worked or not worked? Why should I care? And the answer is, nachal eson and price. Now we go to the third psula. Why do I care if this sycamore tree was never cut down or was cut down? Dr. Gemara, nafkamina lemeka humemka. Because if you buy a one that was never cut down, you look at it and say, I can get so much more out of this. I can cut down, and when it cut down, it grows much thicker and more. But if it's cut down already, so you're not going to get any more than you see. What you see is what you get, because there's no cutting it down again. That's one nafkamina. Inami lemixas abishvias. Can you cut it down in a Shemitah? Once it was cut down once, cutting it down a second time doesn't improve the tree. So you're allowed to do that in a Shemitah. But if it was never cut down, cutting it down improves the tree. That's us that are doing Shemitah. Because it's not. Ain kaitetzen psula shikma bishvias. You cannot cut back a virgin sycamore tree in Shemitah with neshi avayda, because that's called an avaydas karka, meaning it improves the gland, improves the tree. The Misa, if we what we said is true, that a girl that never saw a period is called a basula, nisni namiha, lisni namiha. Why doesn't it say there are four basulas? There's basulas adam, basulas damim, basulas karka, basulas shikwa. Why do we only limit it to three? That's the Gemara's kasha. Let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, before that. Psula is dumb, I think all the way in there. The main nida. She's a psula of having nida. We like to make psula. We're not interested now in the blood that comes from the relationship. Dafilu nivela adayini psula is dumb. Having had a relationship doesn't change her status vis-a-vis nidas. The kain gadol, shemitzubah, he is commanded, what is the aleph? Lisa psula, to marry a psula. Luxabasa, misayim, the nivela, if she had a relationship, Sula mikri b'sula, uksuba samana, and uksuba drops to 100. Lemekehu memker, this is talking about land. How is b'sula's karka make a difference? Shemamaloi, if he said karka b'sula di meichalach, naishalai karka shnei nevda, he has to give him unworked land, b'shaitza peris merubim u'shmeinim, makes more and better quality fruits. Shaloi nikzitza, keiminik, l'kaitzitza, to cut it back one time. There's a yerba of yai, the trunk gets thicker. The yai janavim harbe produces many more branches. The makam achatach in the place where you cut it. The nikra sadin shikma, that is called sadin shikma. I don't know what the word sadin means, but it's called a different name. The mekachu memker, the shenayach le b'psula, he'd rather buy a b'sula sashikma. She yal yaidahu, he's young. He can cut it down. Umisavin, he can get thick. Listening Namiha, the name of a Basula's name. There are four Basulas. And for the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kig Tani Midi the Les L'Shem Levi. What are we learning? Things that have no second name. They're referred to Basula. The girl is Basula. The land is Basula. The sycamore is Basula. Abba Midi the Yitzchak L'Shem Levi L'Ktani. A girl that didn't have a period, we don't say that girl is a psula. Everybody will misunderstand what it means. Nobody will think you mean period. They'll all think you meant she never had a relationship. Therefore, in order to explain what you mean, you have to add a word. You have to say psula zamim. So therefore, we didn't count it. We count the things that you can say, the land is a psula, and everybody knows what you mean. The sycamore is a psula, we know what you mean. The girl is a psula, we know what you mean. It doesn't mean not having a period. Therefore, in order if you want to tell people this girl never had a period, you have to add a word. You have to say, identify what you mean. Sula zavim. Therefore, the Braisa did not list it. The Braisa was interested in listing that when you can refer to an item as a psula, everybody knows what you mean. And by a woman, if you say she's a psula, nobody will know what you mean. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shame Levi. The Basula de Masnissen, La Basula's got Mikri. She's not called Basula. El Basula's Dumin. Why? Why isn't she called Basula? The Stam Basula Benashim, I the Basula's Basula. When you say the word Basula by a girl, everybody understands it, that she had maintained her virginity. V'chein Kayaka Basula, V'chein Shikma Basula. Levi, Shame Levi. You don't have to say Basula from this. It's understood. Land as a Basula, everybody knows what it means. Trees that are psula, we know what it means. Women that are psula, we also know what it means. And it doesn't mean not having a period. So therefore, it has to be identified, so the Braisa didn't count it. Yes?
Oh, no, I was just thinking this very simple way of putting it, is that the Basula in four cases is a noun, a category, whereas Basula Dhammas is an adjective.
I don't think so, but I'm not going to argue the point. Right.
What about why Shikha? I mean, it's the Basula Shikha. You couldn't, can't they add the Basula to the to a tree?
You can say it about your buyer. This is a psula. And he'll understand exactly what you mean. I'm selling you a sycamore tree, that's a psula. I don't have to say what it's a psula from. When you're talking about sycamore trees, everybody knows what the word psula means. When you're talking about land, everybody knows what psula means. When you talk about women, everybody knows what psula means. When you talk about not having a period, nobody understands what it means.
Does land ever revert back to its karka?
Not that I know of. Again, very carefully said that. Not that I know of. Can it ever become a basula again? After it was worked once. If you wait 100 years, does it regain its title basula? I have no idea. Again, now you can't ask a question based on a supposition. Whatever question you're meant to ask, you can't ask it. I have no idea. We don't have the facts. We can't ask questions.
So, is there any mother version wolf? They didn't use that term.
What?
Version wolf.
I guess not.
It's higher quality. You get more money.
Again, it's a good question, but I guess they didn't use it in those days. That's all. End of story. You can't impose 2026 terms on the Gemara or on Brysis. It doesn't work.
I've got a sweater with this version.
Yes.
In answer to Moses' question, in terms of whether it nominally becomes karka, I can't tell you, but I can tell you the crop rotation is an extremely important part.
Again, it doesn't answer his question. It's still not psula.
I have no problem with that. I'm just saying, if you return it to an unused state, at least in part.
Okay, I agree. And if you leave it fallow for 2 years, it gets even better. But that's not the point. The point was the word psula. That's all we're interested in now. We're not doing agriculture today. We'll do that a different time in the spring. But now we stick to...
Well, we've already done
the
it.
Snow is never a psula. It's never called psula snow, even though in Cleveland it's always here. Right.
Same thing with olive oil. I don't know when we're returning. We've already finished it. Okay.
Right. So I think I'm right there. Rav Sheshes Brei Ravidi Amar, Kik Tani Midi Dishali B'maisa, Midi Dishali B'maisa, Midi Dishali B'maisa Tani. The three of them change through an action. How does a psula become a non-psula? Through an action. How does a grand land become a non-psula? Through an action. How does a sycamore tree become a non-psula? Through an action. How does a woman become not a psula's damim? Nothing anybody does. The Rebbeinu Shlom handles that himself, and that is she has a period. Therefore, the Braisa was interested in three things that man changes. And man doesn't change this one, therefore the Braisa didn't say it. Zokta Gemara, that's the second shot. Zokta Rashi, the Talib Maisa, She'enim Ma'abit Shmai, Eleide Maisa. It only loses its name through a Maisa. Haberiyaz Dam, Me'elea Ba, of the same Sula, and it loses the name Sula. I will only mention, because I can't resist, I could have skipped it, but I can't resist, that there's a whole conversation in Masechtas Yevamos if a Begeres is considered a Sula vis-a-vis a Kain Gadol. There is, the Gemara, according to one man, the Amar says, it's a Machlokes, that a Kain Gadol cannot marry any girl over 12 and a half because she's not considered a full Sula. Now, she never had an action done to her, right? It's a machlokes rishonim whether she loses her psulim or not. Two ways to learn, Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel on Taisa's Daf Tes, but in Shabbos. But the bottom line is, there is a girl going to one Madiyamar that her status of psula, not ksuba, but the Gavei Kayin Gadol, is under question. The Gemara here seems to ignore that. The Gemara here seems to say, two nafkaminas, and doesn't point out that one of them might happen by itself. Because the other one needs an action. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't bother. I'm just pointing out that there is an aspect of natural loss of psulim according to one man the Amar in Masechet Yevamah. That's all.
How about the girl with a riding accident, a stick? I forgot what it's called.
That's an action.
A Kohen girl cannot marry her?
That's Book of 8. Learn Yevamah C, Yevamah 59A through 60B. Yes?
Now he said that if someone is
Bulgarian,
in
a
ksuba, if
it's a
still married.
I said, vis-a-vis ksuba, it's no different. I made it very clear. I said it only makes a difference for Klai Gadol. That's what I said.
So what that is saying is that the word basula in reference to virginity has two different meanings.
I just one said that. According to one mandiyama.
According
to the other mandiyama, it doesn't have two meanings.
I'm
but
sure.
Garrett is also...
You know, it has one meaning, whether in reference to the Klai Gadol or to
Stondal. Right. I just said that. I said I can't resist mentioning that, even though the Gemara here ignores it. That's all I said. Right. Like the Gemara writer, Rashi. I still think we said Rashi. No. Now we say a third difference. Ravina Amar, Rav Chanina ben Davidka Amar. I'm sorry, the third difference. Kiktani midi dehadel lebriyasai. Things that don't return. Bidi the Hadalibriyasai like Tani. Not having periods reoccurs when a woman gets old. So yes, the Brisa wasn't interested in things that can reoccur. That's the answer to your Shaila Rav Maisha. Obviously ground can never become a school again. The trashy, the Hadalibriyasai, when does she become a Psula Gumim again? And if she had periods. She reverts to the status of no period, yes.
We were saying that, it's answer Bison's question, that the land did not work because it's getting more for it, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a history. It could be that it doesn't have a history.
You mean how do you know it was never worked?
No, not that that history means no raya, that it, because it's going to grow.
No. Regular land that is planted, if you live in the Nile Delta, right, next to the Nile River, the most fertile place in the world for growing, you know you're going to plant the land, you're going to get a lot of fruit. If you know you plant virgin land, you know you're going to get, you never know anything. You know, we don't know what's going to be in a minute from now. That's up to the, but if you want to go with a thing called Teva, with Teva you're going to make more. You buy a new car, you hope it gives you less problems than a used car, right? Does anybody, that's the assumption. Does that mean it always works? People buy lemons.
I've never heard the term virgin car, though.
No, for sure not. No, right. Don't think of my right.
It's not called used, called pre-owned.
I'm sorry. You're right. It used to be called used. Don't think of my right. Ravina Amar, fourth teret. King Tani midi the kapan alei zvina. Midi the like kapan alei zvina, like Tani. Who cares if this woman ever had a period? Who cares? What difference does it make to the world? Land makes a difference in price. Sycamore makes a difference in price. Whether she was married once, people don't want to marry a pre-married woman or a woman that had a relationship. Who cares if she had a period? My name's Kamina. What difference does it make? Why would anybody care? She is a psula zamim. It's a fact. But it's not, it make a difference. Different, Brisa didn't list it. The Brisa listed three psulas that knowledge of it affects things in action. Affects the Gemara, the Loi Kabdi, like people don't care. But time we learned, Chi Omer, Shem Shasar Yafel Isha, Kach Damim Yafel Isha. Just like sourdough, if we call yeast incorrectly, is good for dough, so also periods are good for a woman. V'tanya, b'shum remeir, kol isha shedemeh merubin, b'neh merubin. A woman that has a lot of periods means she will be more prone to have children.
Fertile.
Therefore, it doesn't make a difference. a person wanted to know if the woman never had a period. Uh-oh, she never had a period. She might never be able to give birth. So it is a nafka mina. So Dr. Gemara, you're right. Take it back. El kik tani means the kavet olay zvini. Means loy kavet olay zvini loy tani. Another foreign terrace. And that is, we only list things that being a psul is an attribute. Psul is dumb, but it's not an attribute. Adarabah, it's a chsar. So we list three things that Basula is a maila. We want a Basula that never had a relationship, the ground that was never worked, and a sick mortar was never cut down. I don't know, you don't want to marry a woman that never had a period. It's a detriment. Rashi. Look, Rashi, the covenant of Leitrina, nice and ain't a bakach. He looks for this. Basula, naikhali nasim, Basula. A girl that never got had a relationship is an easier time to sit up. Then Karka, the shikma. That's the Havamina. We don't care. Why should a man care if she had a period? Then the Gemara asks, it's not true. The Gemara answered the Kavitzalah. Buyers would rather have the Besula. So Besula is Besulim, Karka, Beshikma. Besula is Dumim, Kokama, the Chazia, Nichalei Tvei. A person that marries a woman wants to know if she had periods, Kedaminan. And I would just mention this, and I'm sure the doctor will have million things to say medically, but I would just say a woman that never had a period, one never knows if she has a uterus, if she has the ability to have a period. And if she doesn't have the ability to have a period, usually that means she doesn't have the ability to have children. So therefore, it's a scary thing not to have a woman that never had a period. Now again, there are women that have less periods, that have one more periods, but at least they have a period. There are women that don't have the ability to have a period, and usually that means they're lacking something in their ability to reproduce. Again, that's my statement. I'm not a medicine doctor, but I know from a case, that's why I think about it. When I got, shortly after I got married, there was a guy that married a girl who was well known, and it ended up she had no uterus. So he went to Ramesha, and Ramesha was fuming at the parents of the girl, angry, mechitas. He said, really, he would paskin that the guy doesn't have to give a get. But why get involved? Just give the get and get rid of her. Because, really, it's a mekach tos of the greatest proportion. Nobody would marry a girl if he knows she can't have kids, unless he's told beforehand. So in that case, from Aisha Paskin, that they should get a get. They both do got married. They both have, he has a family, and she married somebody who was a widow with 10 kids, and she helped raise his kids, and life went on. But it was a huge, when it happened, it's like, you know, Klai Show was much smaller then. It goes back in the 1970s. And it was like the news of the day. The Ramesha said that really you don't even need a get. He was so angry. Yes. I mean, as much as Ramesha gets angry, you know what I mean? He wasn't getting angry because I'd be the sakas. Yes.
I was
going to
mention that at the beginning of the discussion. There are a number of reasons, many of which are much more common than lacking a uterus.
Right.
Turner syndrome.
I said the doctor will have a lot to say.
Yeah. That was only like 2 cents.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the doctor didn't say that you can now give a uterus transplant.
Yeah, but now
there has been one case of a uterine transplant.
Only one?
One case of which I know of a uterine transplant. I do not know if that uterus is certified.
Anyway, Bainai Ilam works on these things, Baruch Hashem, so I don't know the details. Don't take my writer. Tana Rabbanan is Ipsulis Karka. What is Ipsulis Karka? How do you tell it? How do you know if it's Ipsulis Karka? Kol Shemala Rishushin. How does he translate Rishushin? Little stones. That's what Rashi says. What?
Small stones.
Small stones. Rashi's second shot is it has like hard dirt, not soft dirt. Veina of her tchuach. There's no soft dirt. Soft dirt usually means it's been dug up already. Nimta bacheres, if you found some clay in there, something processed already, it didn't get there from original, that means obviously somebody used this ground already. Beidua shenevda. Sumna, if you hit a rock, if you dig and you hit a rock, harizub sulus kark. Nobody went beyond the rock without removing the rock. Therefore, under the rock is definitely virgin land. Rashi. Rishushin, Sakrashi, Avadim Dakim, Sakirim, whatever. Russian Akar, Rigve Adama, clumps of dirt, cushion, Shayna Forum is sponsor, it doesn't scatter. Cheres, Mekisas Karashim. I don't know what that means. I think it means made by processed Cheres. I don't know what the word Michi says. What?
It's shards of clay.
Shards of clay. Be doing Eli Nev, the Cheres that main Baal Taicha. How did the Cheres get there? Tzumna Sela. Okay. Something in my writer. Muberes. We moved on from Besula. There are four Mesulakas up. Muberes. Zuck the Gemara, Mishivada Ubra. Mishnah said, when you know her pregnancy is recognizable. That's what the Mishnah said. Right, that's what the Tanakhama said. And Rabbi Yossi said she has to have 90 days without a period. And the Tanakhama said, once we know she's pregnant, even though she had a period right before that. But the bottom line is, the minute her pregnancy is recognizable, she no longer has periods. And therefore, she is considered a Masalekah Zaman. There's a big difference here. Rabbi Yossi said she needs 90 days without a period. I don't care if it's recognizable or not. You need 90 days. And the Rabbanan say, the Tarakama said, once it's recognizable, I don't care when she had her last period. Period, stop. On the dime. Recognizable, it stops. Don't think of my right. How my car is over. How long does it take for a pregnancy to be visible? Some chasayim shem remeir, shloim shem adashim. 3 months. We have a pishen raya ledavar, even though we can't prove it. Zeichel ledavar. We have a hint. Shenamar, vahikim shloim shem adashim. It says that after 3 months, Yehuda was told, in a zanza tamar talasecha, tamar, your daughter-in-law, had a relationship. Vinehar lezunim, she's pregnant. The gamer, continue the blessing. Why is this only a hint? It's rather explicit. Because some give birth in 9 months, some give birth to 7 months. Happened to be Tamar gave birth to 7 months. And therefore, maybe 3 months is for that kind of pregnancy. Maybe 9 month pregnancies are different. So by plastic is not a proof that all pregnancies are recognizable at 3 months. Therefore, it's a hint. But the fact that the Torah mentioned 3 months, it's a hint. You can't prove it from there. Rashi? The older Lazayan, the Shema, Nikar Uber Lishlish Yameha, died in the Shnei Chadashim Lishlish. Maybe she would know after 2 1/3 months that Zina Basarayim Nashim. It is a very difficult Rashi because Tamar gave birth to 7 months. And yet the Torah says to Mishloach Chodashim. Rashi seems to say we would say Mishloach Chodashim is for 9 months, not for 7 months. So I think Rabbi Kimeger says to Yulkin Sanhedrin Samach Tes, where I think that's where it says the Tamar gave birth to 7 months, I think. Yes?
I think to Mishloach is the third of the month of pregnancy. Third, not 3 months. That's the reason, at least the English of the puzzle. That was Kimeger's question.
Then the Gemara would have never asked.
Well, no, it don't make sense.
Then there never would have been a Raya. What's the Gemara's Kasha? I mean, no offense to Rabbeinu Artsko, who is Rabbi Danziger, which I didn't know before, who I learned Bechavrusa with for one Zman in hell before he left Yeshiva to go to Amrav Yeshiva. Right? But,
we wouldn't have a, there's no Raya there?
How is it a Raya to 3 months?
Because it's typical, it's 9. Everybody
thinks
it's 9.
Gemara. And the Gemara's answer is because of a 7 month pregnancy. And Rashi explains, don't think it's 2 1/3, it's not.
The 7 month is much less.
Again, so Rashi says that's not shot. Rashi says the pasuk is not a raya because you can think that the pasuk is talking about a 9 month, not a 7 month. At least that's the way I understand Rashi. Shema, Nikur Ubra, unless you take out the word Shema. No, Bob doesn't take it out. I'm not sure what Rabbi Danziger means, but I'm not responsible for Rabbi Danziger, yes. He left me, I was in Chavrusa, he walked out of me, went to different yeshiva, so I'm for sure not responsible for his death. He was a chashi, he's not to learn well, yes.
Actually, he did know it. I told you on the first day we started
I said that, I
know
it was Rabbi
Danziger. Nobody, you know, standard pregnancy was known to be 9 months. The possibility of a meteor striking in the 7 month pregnancy was minimal, and nobody is responsible as to, you know, for telling the future, unless Rabbeinu Olshan.
Again, I'll say again what I said before. I'll try to explain myself a little bit better. We're bringing a pusik to show that pregnancy is not visible till 3 months. And we prove it through the fact that the Torah said, Vayikim Shloish Chodashim. And the Gemara says it's not a proof, it's a hint. So the Gemara's bothered. To me, it looks like a favorite of proof. I'm not finished. And for the Gemara, that no, because you would understand that the pasuk is talking about a 9-month pregnancy, but 7-month pregnancy is visible before. So therefore, it's not a proof that even 7-month period pregnancies wait till 3 months to be visible. That's why it's not a proof, because the pasuk might be referring to a certain kind of pregnancy, the common pregnancy, not the uncommon pregnancy. But the Mishnah said Muberet is 3 months across the board. That's what the Gemara said. Now, the problem becomes that in Tamar's case, which ended up being a 7-month pregnancy, it should have been, if it would have been a third, it would have been visible before 3 months. So, and this is the pasuk we're bringing, at least as a hint, that it's 3 months. In Tamar's case, if it would have been a third, it would have been before 3 months. So the pasuk is talking about a 7-month pregnancy. Not at the time when she became visible, they knew it was a 7-month pregnancy. But the bottom line is, in retrospect, it was a 7-month pregnancy that did not become visible for 3 months. So why isn't it approved? That's my question. That was what bothering me. Rabbi Moshe said that Rabbi Danziger translates it to be by Ikim Shloish Chodashim, a third of the month. So he's saying Eino Chanami was a 2 and 3rd. They saw it at 2 and 1/3. Which the Gemara seems to say not that way. That's all. That's all.
3 months, I'm not going to argue with a Gemara.
If you want to get really into it, you can say that, just, you know, that a third, we knew it was going to be 7 months, but she was showing already a 2 and 1/3, but that's hard.
Again, but still not like the Gemara, because the Gemara proves 3 months from here, and therefore, whatever anybody's going to say, I go with the Gemara.